test invalid, that if the husband is an older person and he sends a shliach l'halacha saget, so the shliach has the right to assume that it took a long time and they have no cell phones, they don't know whether he's still alive or not. So the shliach and the wife have the right to assume that the husband is still b'ches kastai. Ishtal of chazaka. How long does the chazaka go? So the Gemara said in Amen Aleph that lo shanu ala shalohi gir l'gvuras. If he gir l'gvuras after the age of 80, between the age of 80 and 100, to pshatim there in Rashi, is no longer a cheskas chai. Okay, but ishtal of cheskas chai. So this is based on the principle of chazak. Gemara Chulin learns that from Pesukim and Chumash that there is a principle of chazak. Then Gemara learns that in Chulin from Pesukim that there is a principle of roiv, that a roiv is mevarer when you're not sure what the facts of the case are. So roiv is mevarer the facts.
All right, does everybody agree to learn chazak from Pesukim? Is that
Pesukim
according to the law? I think so. But the Gemara Chulin says according to a certain opinion of Akiva Yaakov, the Gemara says the riot who tries to bring his man to the riot.
The
Gemara
says
Tumah
by the Bachim. Yeah. The Gemara says the Fim by the riot. So he has a Svara. Don't remember? The way I remember, it's a Pasuk. I don't know. You want to take a look? The Gemara learns that from Bais HaMenuga. The client looks at the neg and he says that it has a kigris. And he goes out and he declares that it's Tumah. He doesn't know. Maybe it shrank. What happens if at the end of the week he sees that it did shrink? He doesn't know when it shrank, whether it shrank before he declared that it was tummy or after he declared that it was tummy. The Gemara says that he has the right to declare the bais is tummy, and we assume the bais is tummy, that it still had the gris, that the size didn't change. I don't remember. But I assume that it's a pasuk, yeah. Then the Gemara learns that from the other pasuk, Acharav Mahatu said, you follow right. What do you do if there's a conflict between the roiv and the chazaka? The chazaka tells you in one direction and the rav tells you in the other direction. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes ha-me'en ha-chachamim. So me'en chulin, also in chulin. In the end of Kiddushin, the Gemara has it. Yivamis, a lot. In the end of Yivamis, the Gemara has it. Rameh's opinion is that rubel chazaka ashkulin. It's 50-50, and it's a suffix. You don't know what to do. We don't pass like Rameh. We pass rubel chazaka, rubel adiv. That you follow the rav. Taisis points out, there is a sugya that appears in Tzachim and in Avodah Zorah and in Nida. The same sugya appears in three different Masechtos. The Gemara has an expression, Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vada. That expression means different things in different places. So here in this context, this sugya that appears in the first parak from Tzachim and in Avodah Zorah and in Nida, so Taisi says what that expression means is that when do we paskin l'halacha like the Chachamim? The Rubah Chazok Rubah, if that's if you have a Roiv Bari. You have a Roiv 90% like this, and there's a Chazok Fakir. It's a Rubah Chazok Rubah if the Roiv wins. What if it's a Roiv Garuah? Let's say you have a Roiv 51 to 49. So strictly speaking, that's a good Roiv. You have 55 to 45. So that's also, that's a very good Roiv. A gap of 10%, 55 to 45. That's a roiv garua. It's not at all as good as you can have a million and one degrees and how good the roiv is. 99.99, 99.99, 99.01, even so on. You can have millions of degrees of which roiv is better than which roiv. So the Tosfos interprets in that Gemara, Ein Safik Moitz Midei Vadai, that Vadai means a chazaka, and Safik means a roiv garua. So when you have a roiv garua competing with a chazaka, then even a chachamim, the Rav Meir agree that it's shkulim. What is the machlokes or Meir and the Chachamim? What are they fighting about? Whether Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adik, when you have a Roiv Bari, when you have a strong, a healthy Roiv, a Gesunter Roiv, 90% Roiv. What are they fighting about? So the Gemara gives you an explanation. You have to understand what the explanation is in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rav Meir holds that a Miut command the Leisegom. We consider the Miut as if it's not there. So therefore he holds, Rameh holds miut kemanda isei dami. Rameh holds that we consider the miut, that the miut is staring us in the face. He's staring us in the eyes, and he says, "How can you vote against me?" But that's why Rameh holds since miut kemanda isei dami. So Rameh holds kashin on the miuta, and therefore this leads Rameh to say, when you have a ruba v'chazaka, it's shkulim because the miut is kemanda isei dami. Tosfos has two opinions. Whether Rameh's, when we learned the first daf in Gittin, we mentioned it. Tosfos has two opinions whether Rameir Chayish Lemiyuta, Rameir Shita, the Chashin Lemiyuta, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? The original din of Rameir Chayish Lemiyuta is a Mishnah in the middle of the Yevamos. Rav Samach Vav, or Samach Aleph, or something. The Mishnah says, Kotnu Ktana Lacholtzim Velo Miyadim. If a man was married and he died, and he leaves the Alman, and he had no children, so his wife has to have either Chalitza or Yibam. So Rameir's opinion is that if the wife or the Yavam, or a Kotnu or a Ktana, Lacholtzim Velo Miyadim. They can't do Chalitza and they can't do Yibam. And the Chachamim disagree with Rameir on the Yibam. They say, Loicholtzim, we agree with you. A Kotni can't do Chalitza because it says in the Parsha of Chalitza, after you finish doing the Chalitza, so the Bezin, the Yibam, it says, Kacha Yasalish, Ashelo Yifnes, Beis Ochay, Bin Likvar, Shema Bisrael, Beis Chalutz Anal. Then the Bezin and all of the people who are there say, Chalutz Anal, Chalutz Anal, Chalutz Anal. So since the Pasuk says, Kacha Yasalish, so Ish has the connotation of Ish Prat Lekot. Sometimes has the connotation of Ish Prat Leisha. Here it doesn't make sense, Ish Prat Leisha. Of course the Yavam is a man. He's the surviving brother. Of course it can be Isha. So here it has the connotation of Ish Prat Lekot. That the Yavam who's performing the Chalitza has to be Bar Mitzvah. If he's before Bar Mitzvah, he's not kosher to do the Chalitza. And then, since it's written in the Pasuk, the Yavam with the Yavam are mentioned together in the Psukim, so Makshin and Ish Eliyish, there's a hekesh between the Yavam and the Yavam, but just like the Yavam has to be passed by Mitzvah, so the Yavam also has to be a Gdorah, she has to be passed by Bas Mitzvah. So this has 2 days, and the Mishnah in the end of Yavam is the 2 Girsis, in Terek Mitzvah's Chalitza, but that Makshin and Ish Eliyish, that the Yavam also has to be a Gdorah, that the Yavam has to be a Gdorah, that's a Din Deraisa, and there's no two ways about it. If the Yavam is a cotton is no good, even the Yavid Menater. The Yavam, Makshin and Ish Eliyish, the Tesis has 2 opinions based on Yerushalmi. Is that a bona fide Hekesh Deraisa, or is that only a Chumra Midirabonim? And let's say if the Yavid, they went ahead and they did the Chalitza when the Yavam was a Gadol, but the Yavam was not Bas Mitzvah yet. The husband who died leaves an Almana who's not yet Bas Mitzvah. How'd she get married? Her father married her off. So he leaves a Yavam who's not yet Bas Mitzvah. So let's say they went ahead and they did Chalitza B'dievet, and then the Yavam went back to Russia, whatever. It's very hard. Went back to South Africa. And it's a big shas al-chak to go insist that they should do the Chalitza over again. So Tosfos quotes 1 girsa from Yerushalmi, 2 girsas in the Mishnah and Yavamis, that there's one opinion that din, Makshin Elish Eliyish, that's only with the Rabbanah. So it's a big shas al-chak, we can rely B'dievet on the Chalitza of the Ketana. So the Chachamim disagree with Rameh. They say, half of what you said we subscribe to, that a kotna ktana lo cholzim, you can't do chalitza, because ish ksi b'parsha, you need a gorl, or makshin ish eliyish, there's a hekish, so the Yavama has to be a gdoila as well. But the other half of what Rameh said, that a kotna ktana can't do yibum, they disagree with Rameh. Where there's no pasuk that says that a kotna ktana are not allowed to do yibum. The Mishnah says that a kotna habal yavimta is not kaina legamre, but it doesn't say he's not allowed to be bal yavimta. He's not kaina till after bar mitzvah, then he'll be kaina legamre. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk ish kiyina feishisish ashina feishis feyeu mosi amas hanoei pahano yofes. That's in Parshas Zachri Mois. So the Gemara darshins kiyina feishisish eishisish patla eishis kotna. What do you mean eishis kotna? Where do you have an eishis kotna? A kotna is a lot bar das. He can't be mekadosh an isha. Gemara says, goes on a katan bo yivimtoi. Katan bo yivimtoi, you don't need das. By yibum, you can't eat without das. A bo yivimtoi, be mishegik, be mimezid, is kana. A katan bo yivimtoi, I would have thought that there's an issue's gemura there, Isa. And then if the yivama will be mizana later on, there should be an oinish misa. But the pasuk says, no, ashina feshishish, prat feshish katan. That the cotton is not kind of legami, he's only kind of a mitzvah. He is not kind at all, he's only kind of a mitzvah, whatever. Ashayla Rashi and Tosfos had to read the Gemara. So the Gemara, but there's no Isser, the cotton, let's say the cotton abo yivimta, there's no Isser, just that he's not kind of, but he's not kind of legami. So that's where the Chachamim the Rameh disagree, and they say, Bishleim of the first half that you said, cotton and ketana lacholzim, as based on psukim, ish prat lacotna, makshin and ish eliyish. Why should you say that a kotna ktana are not miyabim, mechateise? Rameh says, because chashina, you have to be concerned, maybe the kotna will turn out to be a soris, maybe the ktana will turn out to be an island. You can't tell whether a person is a, maybe the doctors now can't tell, maybe they have tests, And in the days of the Tanaim, they had no way to tell that whether a little boy before Bar Mitzvah, a girl, is a Soros or an Islandess. You have to wait till the body develops, until they reach the age of 20, and then you'll be able to tell whether the person is a Soros or an Islandess. Soros or an Islandess is not the same as an Okavakora. Is a person who can't have children because of some hormone imbalance or because of some physical problem which the doctors can straighten out. Either can straighten out by diet or by whatever, exercise, whatever, you can straighten the things out. A Soros and an Islandess, you can't straighten out, period. Unless you do surgery, okay, but anything less than surgery is not going to work. You can't straighten out. So Rav Meir is Chayish, Kotnu Ktana, you shouldn't allow a Yavam and a Yavama to do Yivam till they reach the age of 20. Not only Kotnu, till they reach the age of 20, to ascertain, to see whether they're Soros, unless if it'll become by mitzvah, have Shtei Soros, it'll be fine. Then you'll know. Or the girl will have Shtei Soros, it'll be fine. But if they don't have Shtei Soros at the age of 12 and 13, then you leave everything hanging till the age of 20 to see when maybe they're going to turn out to be a Soros or an Islandess. So the Rabbanan say, what do you worry about Soros or an Islandess? You go bust a Rav, and Rav people are not Srisim, and Rav Noshim are not Islandess. So that's Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta. Rav Meir says, no. Kotan Ketana Lo Miyabim, because Chayishin L'miyuta. You have to be concerned about the possibility that maybe this is Soros, maybe this is an Islandess. What percentage of the world population Srisim and Islandess? A very low percentage, very insignificant percentage. If it would have been a miyuta, the miyuta, if it would have been an extremely insignificant percentage, the Gemara says, Ibrahim Meir's lo chayish le miyuta. That's what we had on that base on the decks. I don't know, I'm not in medicine. I would have thought, Balpeh, without knowing anything, I would have thought that Soros and Islandess, I would have thought it's a miyuta, the miyuta. I would have thought that Okavakara, okay, that's a miyuta. Soros and Islandess. I would have thought it's miyuta and miyuta. So the Gemara says not so. Miyuta the miyuta, even Rav Meir is loichayish. And this is a miyut. There is a miyut of Srisim and Islandess, and Rav Meir is chayish le miyut. But that's what Taisin says 2 days on that din. Taisin says in Chulan Daf Yud Aleph, and the end of Chulan Daf Pei Vav in Kiddushin. Taisin is not sure whether Rav Meir shita is the raisa de Rabban. Rav Meir chayish le miyuta, is that a din de raisa, din de Rabban? Even if you hold that it's a din de Rabbanon, Pashup Shat's only a din de Rabban. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Acharam lahatos, but Rav Meir is going to say you don't follow the pasuk in Chumash. So Pashtus says it's only a chumer mid de Rabbanon. But the chumer de Rabbanon is based on a principle de raisa. It's based on the idea that miyut is command de isedom. And the Rabbanon disagree, they hold miyut command de isedom. How do you know the principle is de raisa? Because the Gemara says that this nafkemina, this machlekes Rav Meir nachachamim, where the miyut is command isedam and miyut command leisedam, Rav Meir chayish le miyut, Rabban loy chayishim. Gemara says the chaps and nafkemina lohakel in the other direction. The chaps and nafkemina. That's why the chachamim hold ruba vachazak or ruba odiv, because the roid is so strong. The miyut is command leisedam. Rav Meir cannot say that. Rav Meir holds since the miyut is command isedam, so ruba vachazak ashkulim. This is Ben Lahakal Ben Lahachmer. This machlek is a man the Rabbanon with a meat. Ruba Vachazoka Ashkulim or Ruba Vachazoka Ruba Adif. So the principle is Muchach and the Gemara. The principle that they're fighting about is a principle they raise it. With a meat command, Isidomi command, the Lesidomi. And then Afkamina, with the Ruba Vachazoka Ashkulim or Ruba Vachazoka Ruba Adif, that's an Afkamina on the level of the raise. Shad is this Afkamina, Hashin and the Miyuta, whether that's the raise of the Rabbanon. So that's 2 days in person. Rabbi is going to disagree on every miyut on every ruba de leisa kamon. Nah, you don't find it. Rav Meir doesn't disagree. Pashup shat is like that day in Tais is only the Rabban. Rav Meir also agrees that there's a miyut ruba de leisa kamon is also good.
Ruba de leisa kamon is not stronger than ruba de leisa kamon.
That's a question with the Ruba de Leisa Kama. The Gemara originally said, if you're learning out from Psukim, the Gemara Chulan Daf Yud Aleph says, Miro Hamilsa Dam Raman Azul Basa Ruba. The Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk Achar Amlahat. Maybe the Pasuk is only Ruba de Isa Kama. I didn't know there's such a thing as Ruba de Leisa Kama. Maybe you don't follow Ruba de Leisa Kama. So in the Hava Amin of the Gemara, they were clearly thinking that Ruba de Isa Kama is acceptable, Ruba de Leisa Kama is meaningless. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, however, by hook or by crook, we're not sure what the conclusion is. Rashi is not sure, but the conclusion is that Ruba de Leisa Kaman is also good. Either Rashi says it's also included in the Pasuk, or it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. We're not sure how we got to that conclusion, but the bottom line, we have Bishnai said it's good. So now, Meshev Shmaitze comes up with this Svara, using logic, he says a Ruba de Leisa Kaman is stronger than a Ruba de Isa Kaman. Once you know that it's good, so Hasvarna says that it's stronger. Because Ruba de Leisa Kaman is a physiological rive, or it's a psychological rive. That's the way all people think, that's the way all behemoths act, that's the all rive behemoths aksheris and so on. And Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, Marda Asra, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan says, how can you say that it's better? The Gemara wasn't sure whether it works at all. Ruba de Leisa Kaman, who says it works at all? Finally, Kvetch Dois, by some reason or another, that it does work, so how did all of a sudden beat out Ruba de Leisa Kaman? So that's Machloikis, Shev Shmaitzer with Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. Is that Nitan Lahiyomer? That Ruba de Leisa Kaman is, Shev Shmaitzer, also Ruba de Leisa Kaman is better than Ruba de Isa Kaman. And you get the Safik Mamzer. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan thinks that it's Loi Nitan Lahiyomer. If anything, it's less or equal, but it can't be superior.
The fact that the Gemara and Chulin also corners Rav Meir into being Modeh, where it's Hefa Delo Efsha, that you have to rely on Rav Meir, also seems to say that Rav Meir would say it's better.
Don't need the Rabbanan, right. The Gemara says, Hecha Delo Efsha, Rav Meir is Modeh. The Gemara says, how does Hecha Yachol Bisram? How does he eat Korban Pesach? Maybe you'll say, Rav Meir holds you have to be a vegetarian, can't eat any meat, because maybe the behemoth that you shechted was a traitor. So the Gemara says, but you have to eat Korban Pesach, he can't be a vegetarian. So the Pashim Shatnad Gemara is, that's only the Rabbanan, that's right. So the Bnei Yeshua writes in the Kuntra Sachron and Ksugus, what's the Nekudas on Machlekes? What are they fighting about there? Rav Meir holds Miud Kaman Yisidami, the Chacham holds the Miud is Kaman Galeisidami. So he said the Shaila is like this, Chazoke, the Yishtel of Chazoke over here, this Mishnah, Kavtes Amin Allah, Yishtel of Chazoke, status quo. That's not a Birur. That's a Din Hanhoge. If you don't know what the facts of the case are today, so you should act as if nothing changed. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have the right to assume that nothing changed. Tosis points out on the sugya of Shnei Shvilin, sugya Msochem and Anida, that appears in different Mesichtas, that Chazoka, Mikra, Din Deraisa, Chazoka is good even in the case of Tarta de Sasa, where it's a Dov She'i Epshelios. It's only that the Rabbanim is Mechzik, Kechuch, Mietlula, the Paschal and Apsak, that's contradictory. But if Mikra, Din, Chazoka applies even in a case when it's tied to disaster. So it's a dead giveaway that it's not a birur. Chazoka is not a birur. It's a din. You're knowing according to the Chazoka. Shad is what about Roiv? Is Roiv only a din hanhoge? Or is Roiv a birur? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua said. That's the machlekes. Amei and the Rabban. So Amei holds miut keman yisidam. The miut is staring you in the face. How can you say that it was nizbarer, that the facts are based on the Roiv? The miut is the end screaming, don't forget about me. What do you mean? It's Nizbara. So the Rav Meir holds the maximum you can say is that a Roiv is a Din Hanhoge. So when you have a Rub of a Hazak, Shkulim. This is Hanhoge, this is Hanhoge, pulling in two opposite directions. It's a tug of war, so it's Shkulim. Rav Meir will be Moid if you have a Miyuta, the Miyuta, oh, that's a Biro. So then Rav Meir is not Chayish the Miyuta when you have a Miyuta, the Miyuta. If it's 99.99 or 99.1, whatever, so then if it's a Miyuta, the Miyuta, Rav Meir is masking that it's that it's a birur. But if it's not a miyuta de miyuta, a regular right, then Rav Meir holds it's only a din hanhoge. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say it's not so. The Chacham hold that miyut is keman de leisidami. What do you mean keman de leisidami? That the Torah tells us that roiv is a mevarer. It's not as good a birur as shnei edim. If you have a roiv contradicting shnei edim, so we assume the edim have them one is to be mevarer. It's a better birur than roiv. But if you don't have edim contradicting the roiv is a birur. So the Mela, the Chachamim hold, if you have Ruba v'Chazaka, so Ruba Adif. Why? Because Roiv is a Chazaka is a din, had to be noyed when you don't know what the facts of the case are. Roiv tells you what the facts of the case are. So that's why That's why the Balei HaTaisus say, "Bamedvar Mamurim." When did the Rabbanon disagree with Reb Meir? And they hold that Reb is a Bira. That if it's a Reb Vari, a Dizunta Reb, 90%, 85%, 80%, fine. But it's just a Reb that barely made it by the skin of its teeth, 51% to 49%, or 55% to 45%. It's a Reb Garua. It is a Reb Al Pidin, but it's only a Reb Garua. How can you say that that's a Birur, and therefore it beats out Chazaka? So there the Rabbanon would be made that the Reb is only a Din Hanhoga. So if you have Ruba v'Chazaka, you're Shkulim. So both Reb Meir and the Rabbanon, they both agree in principle that sometimes Reb is a Birur, and sometimes Reb is only a Din Hanhoga. Whenever it's a superior Reb, it's a Birur. Whenever it's a weaker Reb, it's just a Din Hanhoga. Whenever it's only a Din Hanhoga, then you say Ruba v'Chazaka, Shkulim. Whenever Reb is a Birur, you say Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Because the din of chazaka is only din on haga when you don't know what the facts are. The only machlekes are me and the rabbanon. Where do you draw the line? So Rameh holds you draw the line by miyuta to miyuta. Miyuta to miyuta, loy chashinan, that's called a biru. And the rabbanon say, no, as long as it's not a right garuin. Anything that's a right bari, where exactly do you draw the lines there, right bari, that's a good question. Okay, because it doesn't explain that, that's a good question. So here the Mishnah has this din. The Mishnah on Omer Aleph says that the Shliach Lahilocha comes to deliver the get. He hasn't seen the husband in a couple of months. He's traveled from one end of the world to the other to deliver the get. So he knows the law b'cheska shehu chai. What if there's a roiv? So let's say the husband is on a boat. The wife wants to know. The wife is an Ashes Kayan, and she's only eating truma in the schus of her husband. Her father was not a Kayan. So the minute her husband dies, so she has to stop eating truma. So let's say her husband's on a boat. Shtel of the Chazaka, there's no contact with the boat, there's no cell phone. He has the right to assume the husband is still alive. What if they hear that this boat is in the process of sinking? The boat is going to sink, but it didn't sink yet. So maybe the husband got a heart attack, because the husband is on a boat, maybe he got a heart attack and he died. So you don't, there is no Roiv. The Roiv people on a boat that's in the process of sinking get heart attacks and they die. So the Mishnah says, even a Sfina HaMitaref is Bayam, even if this boat is in the process of sinking, or Irshe Kifu HaKarkom, the city is surrounded by the army, and they're bombarding the city, they're trying to break down the walls and get in, but they didn't get in yet, so what are you going to say? The Roiv of the people in the city that's surrounded by an army get a heart attack and they die. No, why? Maybe they ran out of food. Maybe they died from starvation. No, it's not under siege for 10 years. They just put it under siege yesterday. So there is no Roiv. The Roiv of the people probably died already. So you still shtel a chazaka. That's what Bozeman Prata says. If the city is surrounded by the army, it's under siege. And a boat is in the process of sinking, or a person was nikmadina when he saw and is on his way. They have him in the judge, the paskin that is high visa. They're going to give him the electric chair tomorrow. You're going to give him the electric chair tomorrow. Or you can give him the Mises Bezin, whether it's talking about Jewish Bezin, Jewish Bezin, because tomorrow is going to discuss. So we know that it's nikmadina lemisa, but we know that it's scheduled for later in the day, it's scheduled for tomorrow, whatever the case happens to be. So is there a rave? The right people who are nigma dinam and misa die from aggravation, they get a heart attack and they die. No, mechateisa. They still have a cheskas chai. Masheni Kain, he says in the second half, Avalusha kovsho karkoin. What if you know that the city was conquered by the army? Svina shalab de bayam, or the boat sank in the ocean. Oh, hayotze de hori. Not only the judge or the paskin that is chai misa, and they're going to give him the electric chair tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. No, it's already tomorrow morning. It's already 9 o'clock in the morning. And we think that he's already dead. Then, once in a while, they postpone it. Once in a while, the president calls up and he asks Rahmanis or whatever. Oh, something goes wrong. The electricity is out. There's a blackout, whatever. But most of the time, he's going to be dead. So that's when the Mishnah says that if you have a Ruba v'chazaka, you have a cheskas chai on the one hand, but you have a roiv against it. It is shekov shekark misyuna shav de bayam bayotze lehare. So the Mishnah says nos de malem chum echaim v'chum emesi. Sofik. Is a sofik alive, sofik dead? Why is he a sofik? Why don't you say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv? So apparently this Rav Blazer ben Prota thinks that this is only a roiv garua. It's not a roiv bari. That's what the Gemara then is going to discuss. Maybe sometimes it's going to be a roi bari. Maybe in some cases it'll be a roi bari. So the Gemara has the two versions. What if it's bebezin shal yisra? What if it's bebezin shal akum? There's room to distinguish in either direction. The Gemara has the two lashonos. The Gemara begins right after the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, Toshana lebezin shal yisra, bezin shal abdikachavim. It's more of a vadois that he's going to be dead, and it's a vadai that he's dead. That's a roi bari that he's dead. Then on the last line, the Gemara has Ika diyami alav dalid. Ika diyami amar Rav Yosef. The other version has it that he said pon farkir. Toshana lebezin shal abdikachavim. Then it's only a red garua. Our best Mishal Yisrael. Well, why is it only a red garua? Because the Goyish courts are in the practice of taking bribes. So maybe the guy will bribe his way out, and even though he was scheduled for the electric chair at 9 o'clock in the morning, someone can smear around all over the place, and it may turn out that he's not dead. Our best Mishal Yisrael, they're not going to take any bribes, given enough it may be in the Katlelei, then it's a red bari, and we just says, not Chumri Chaim and Chumri Mason. Then we assume that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba. So that's the gist of the Gemara. There are different kinds of rois. Bekitzur, there are different kinds of rois. There's a miyuta, the miyuta, the Rebbe Rambeir is loy chayish le miyuta. That's how the Gemara has on the first daf. And then there's a roi garua. Then there's a roi bari. Then there's a roi garua. So the three levels of roi. There's a roi garua that even the chachamim are masking with Rav Meir. Let's say 51% to 49%. Even the rabbanon and Rav Meir would agree that ruba b'chazaka would be shkulim because that roi is only din hanhagen. And then you look in the rishonim and you look in the poskim. They have another. These are three categories of roi. Then you have another two. Yeah, you can have a million and one madregas of roi. It's at 99.99999, 99.9, 99.8, 99.1, 99, 98.1, you know, you can have a million and one different madrigals of Roy. But Alpi Halacha, you only have so far these three, and then you have another two that the post can talk about. So the Ramban in the first Perek in Chulin writes a din that's quoted in Yeridei, Halacha Lamaisa. When we shech the Behemer, there's so many different kinds of treifis, we only check the lungs to see if there's a sirch on the lungs. Why don't we check for all the other? There are 70 treifas, 7-0. We want to check for one out of 70. Why don't we check for the other 69? So the Ramban quotes a medrash like that. Mashma from the medrash, you only check the lungs for sirchas. Why? So the Ramban, the medrash doesn't explain why. So the Ramban, the medrash says, that's the Ramban quotes this medrash. Ramban quotes a medrash that the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon was created on Friday, on Sheshis Mei Bereishis, and he was prohibited from eating from the Eitz Hadas, and he violated the Issa an hour after he was created. The Baruch Hashem told him that he couldn't contain himself for an hour. So the Medrash assumes that if he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, it would have been permissible to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was special Shabbos de Kachon, the Eitz Hadas. So if he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, it would have been mutter. He didn't have patience to wait till Leil Shabbos. So the Medrash has the expression, Mi yigala ofa me'enecha Adam Rishon. We wish we could dig you up from your grave. Where is he buried? The Maris HaMach Bela. We wish we could dig you up from your grave and take the dirt off of your eyes. Look at the Jewish people. They plant the tree and they don't eat the peris from the tree for the first 3 years. Hardly any peris grow. Okay, sometimes they do grow. So then the Medrash says, the Jewish people, shech the behemah, they're hungry for flesh. They don't start eating the flesh right away. They wait till they check the lungs. And then they eat the flesh. The woman becomes a nida, so they wait a whole week. Shiva Nikim, a nida, wait 7 days till she goes to mikvah. So the Jewish people have patience. Adam Rishon, if he would have had a little patience, it would have been a different history of the world. So the Ramban quotes this Medrash. The Medrash doesn't explain why they only check the lungs. Why don't you check for everything else? Ramban explains because on the lungs, the sirchas on the lungs is a mil tamotzi. That's more than 1%, 2%. That's a more significant meal. The other treifas, amir chena matzah, it's hardly unlikely that it's going to be the case. So that you're not mukhiv to check for amir chena matzah. But if you're amir tamatzah, then mid the rabbanon you're mukhiv to check. That's a Ramban right. Let's say you buy a suit, you have to check it for shatnas. So strictly speaking, you only have to check for shatnas. If it's a amir tamatzah, you have to ask the shatnas testers. How often have they come across shatnas in this kind of a suit? If they say never, if they say one out of 25 suits, 1 out of 25 seats. So the Pashtus says you're not mechayiv to check. That's a mir chain of matzah. How frequent does it have to be that it should be considered a mir tamatzah? So that's the question. How frequent is it that you have sirchas on the lungs? That the Ramban says that that's a mir tamatzah. So the Mishkan is Yankee writes in his tshuva, and that's what the Darkei Tshuva quotes in Yeridaya, 10% or above. That all over the world, the Darkei Tshuva assumes, all over the world they keep records of how many behemoths they shecht and how many of the behemoths have a sircha that makes it a trefa. So the Mishkan is Yankee claims that that's 10% and above. Anything, let's say when you have to check for bugs if you're eating vegetables. If there's a miyot hamatz, if there's 10% chance or more that you're going to be the lucky winner to eat a bug, then you will have to check midirabbanan. In the Torah, you have a right to go basarayv and ignore this chashash of 10%. Midirabbanan, there's a chumer, you have to check if it's a miyot hamatz. That's what the Mishkan is Yankiv writes. That's what the Darkei Tshuva quotes from the Mishkan is Yankiv. And Rabbi Yashiv in Eretz Yisrael says that in Eretz Yisrael, when the Shech Behemis, it's only 7% of the Behemis have sirchas. So he says, you see that 7% is called the miyot hamotzim. So he thinks that you have to check by shatnas and you have to check for bugs and vegetables, even if it's only a miyot of 7%. Rabbi Neuwirth, who wrote the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, told us that he used to travel, now he's an old man, he's not well, but he used to travel to Argentina to give supervision on Shechita, on Behemoth there, on place that they're going to import there, it's Israel. So he says in Argentina, the percentage of sirchas that make trefa is only 5%. So apparently it has to do with the air pollution. In America, it's more than 10%. In America, it's Rav Soloveitchik said, when he used to give Ashgacha, it used to be 14% of the behemoths had sirchas. And he said he used all the kulbas on the book and not on the book. He used all the kulbas in the world to be makel as much as possible on the trefas, and he still always had 14% of the behemoths were at sirchas. So he thought the Mishkan is Yankiv is right, 10% or above, and in America it's above 10%. So the Shaila is, but in Argentina it's 5%. So you're going to say now 5% is called Mia Tamatzin. That's a question. How do you decide? The Ramban just said that the Sirchas on the Rei is a Mia Tamatzin. He doesn't tell you a percentage. So that's a question. So that's a fourth category of right. Whenever you have a Mia Tamatzin, the Ramban says that plays a role mid the Rabbanon, not mid the Torah. Mid the Rabbanon, you have to be baidek whenever you have a miyot hamatzui contradicting the roi. And then the fifth category is the chasam sefer. The Gemara says in the end of the first perik in Ksubis and the last perik in Yuma, the Gemara says lahocha b'tikoch nufashis achar haroi. Let's say a person doesn't feel well on Shabbos. So if you think there's a suffix sakana, so you in the Chal Shabbos, you drive him to the hospital, you do whatever is necessary to make sure that you keep him alive. Yeah, but it's only a slim chance. The doctors say there's a far out chance that he may die. 1 chance in 5 million that he has a disease. So 1 chance in 5 million is called a suffix sakana. The Gemara says, well, hopefully because nefasha sachar haroi. Let's say the doctors say this man is deathly ill, he's gonna die. There's 1 chance in 5 million if you drive him to the hospital, he may be able to save him. 1 chance in 5 million. So the Chassam Sofer says 1 chance in 5 million is not called a suffix sakana. It's not a suffix sakana that you should be Mechal Shabbos to take care of the chashash. It's so far-fetched. And if he's vada going to die, there's 1 chance in 5 million you're going to save his life. That doesn't count. Echad mini elef, he said. Echad mini elef, less than that, is not called a suffix sakana. It's not even called a suffix. There's a limit what's called a suffix. So that even by suffix sakana, you ignore such a suffix. But these are the five different categories of roi. And agamar is relevant to two categories. The two categories. If you have a roi bari, then ruba v'chazak or ruba od. If you have a roi garua, then ruba v'chazak or shkulim. So the Mishnah says, when you have the roi, when it's kapshua karkain, when the soldiers conquered the city, so then the Mishnah says that it's a roiv garua that they probably killed everybody in the city. That's why they probably killed 51% of the people in the city. Why should they kill all the people in the city? Why did the soldiers surround the city? What's going on here? The city was in rebellion against the government, its own government. So they sent soldiers to kill. So there's no need to wipe out every last person in the city. Or you're talking about a Jewish city and the Nazis surrounded the city. It's an enemy city, or it's from the same country. So the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah says, we're only talking that it's the army from the same country surrounded the city. It means that they were rebellious against the government. So they're going to kill the rave of the people. Not going to kill all the people. They'll probably kill more than 50% of the people to make sure that they'll never start up again. It's enough if they kill 55% of the people. So that's a roi garua. So when you have a roi garua, then ruba v'chazoka ashkubin. But whenever it's a roi bari, that's what the Yerushalmi makes this comment. Yeah. Clearly talking about Gentile courts. Our Gemara has two versions, whether the Gentile court will absolutely not take any bribe, or absolutely will take a bribe. Yeah. So the Gemara by us, the first version is, if it's a non-Jewish court, nothing to discuss. They won't accept any bribe. They don't accept the bribe. Gemara says, no, after they already made the Gemara Din, they don't accept the bribe. Before the Gemara Din, they'll be happy to accept it. That's what the Gemara says. Amalei Abaye, here, five lines into the Gemara. Abaye asked, what do you mean? Like you said, they accept a bribe, like the Gemara says there in Brochas. Of course they accept the bribe. Gemara says, no. Kishakli, when did they take a bribe? Only before the judge signed the Gzar Din L'Misha. But the boss of the Mechtim Pursi Shanmag, after they already signed the death warrant, or whatever you call it, after they signed the Psak, then they're not going to take a bribe because it'll be an embarrassment to them. So they'd rather kill a guy. Yeah, that's the gist of these Gemaras. There are some Gemaras, but we have a rule, the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Gemara, whether Holchem Imam and Achar HaRoiv, or Rein Holchem Imam and Achar HaRoiv. Roiv is good to Paskin and Nisa the Hetter. So Roiv, we hold like the Halacha that Roiv is no good to be Moitzi Maman from a Muxer. Ein Holchem Imam and Achar HaRoiv. So the problem is there are Gemaras all over the place that Roiv is good to be Moitzi Maman. So Reb Gevegi writes in one of his Chuvas in the second volume, Adura Tinyana, that if it's such a Roiv that even Rameir was Lechayish Lemiyuta, because it's a Miyuta and a Miyuta, so that Shira and that Roiv is not only relevant for Rameir, it's 99%. If it's such a good Roiv, 99 and 99.5, whatever the Gemara corresponds to. Whenever you have a Miyuta and a Miyuta, not only is that a Shira Roiv that's relevant, Ali, but the Rameir, Rav Meir would say like Hashinu Miyuta, but we don't pass like Rav Meir. So that roiv is irrelevant. So Rabbi Kevega says, no, that's relevant, but again, to be Moitzi Mammon. If you have a roiv with a Miyuta against it, is only a Miyuta and a Miyuta, then even we would pass in Lalacha that roiv is good to be Moitzi Mammon Biyara Moitzi. That's a superior roiv. See, on this Mishnah, Chav Chesan and Beis, the Yushalmi says a difference between Ir Kavshua Karkam. Ir Shikifua Karkam is the army. Is the army from the same government as the city, or the army is from a different Malthus, from a different Medina? The Yerushalmi says that it makes a difference. What section of the Mishnah is the Yerushalmi commenting on? So the Korban Nisanel on the bottom of the Rosh over here quotes this Yerushalmi. And he quotes different interpretations in Yerushalmi. He quotes the Rashba as one interpretation, Beis Yosef has a different interpretation, then he quotes the Rabbein Yerucham has a different interpretation. So the two interpretations of Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi is drawing a distinction on the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah. That's unclear. Yerushalmi is making a distinction, Hirshi Kifua Karkon, or it's making a distinction on Hirshi Kapshua Karkon. So the Rabbein Yerucham reads the Yerushalmi that it's going on the Sefer of the Mishnah, that Bamedvam Amurim, when do you say that it's Ruba Vahazoka Ashkulim because it's a Roid Garua, because the army is not going to kill everybody in the city, they're going to kill 55% of the people in the city. So Ruba Vahazoka, if it's a Roid Garua, says Chumri Chaim Chumri Meis, it's Shkulim, so we don't know if he's alive or dead. That's only if it's the government, the army from the same government, so they don't want to kill all the people in the city. That's a city in their country. They want to kill. So the shopkeepers, they're going to keep the politicians, the troublemakers, they're going to kill. So they're going to kill the roiv of the people in the city, but it's a roiv garua. But if it's an enemy army, they don't care. They'll wipe out the whole city. They'll pour, the streets will be washed with blood. So then Yerushalmi says that then it's going to be a roiv bari, and then we assume that everybody is dead. So Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva after the Second World War. There were tens of thousands of agunas. There were people in all the camps in Europe where the husbands were missing. The husbands were taken to one location, the wives were taken to a different location. And they didn't know if the husbands were alive or dead. So they were trying to gather all the information, waiting. How many years can you wait? So the shaila was, you go Basaroy, the husband was taken to Auschwitz and taken to a death camp, and the overwhelming roiv of all of the people who were taken to the death camp were killed. So do you have the right to follow the roiv to assume that the husband is dead? So the Gemara has a din of Maim Shein Lahem Sof, that if a man is married and he drowns in an ocean. So if he drowns in a lake and the witnesses are watching, you see the way he drowned, and they can see all the edges of the lake. That's called Maim Sheyesh Lahem Sof. They're looking there, they're watching for half an hour. Someone's trying to save them. And they can't find the person. And they're watching there for half an hour. A person can't hold his breath for half an hour under the water. So then we assume he's Vadai dead. But if it's Maim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, if the witnesses are watching over here, but the lake is so big, they can't see all the edge of the lake. But he drowned in the ocean. They can't see all the edges of the ocean. So then the Gemara says in the end of the Yavamos that they made a chumrim in the Rabbanon, the Bamayim, She'en Lahem Sof, even though the rov is that the man is certainly dead, they made a chumrim in the Rabbanon that the wife is not allowed to remarry. What is that chumrim based on? So the Gemara tells a story that once a group of fishermen, once a group of people went fishing, so the end of the day, so they all came home, and one guy didn't come home. One of the fishermen didn't come home. So they were looking high and low, they couldn't find him. So they assumed that he's dead. So the wife was ready to get a heart attack. The husband is not alive. The next morning he comes home. So they asked him, where were you? What happened? They were looking for him. They were all together. He says, there was a cave. And he went into the cave. He saw that there were a lot of fish there. Went into the cave. And then into another cave. And then the sun set. And he couldn't figure out how to get out. So he stood there, he was awake the whole night, he didn't go to sleep, he fall asleep and drown in the water. So he stayed and kept himself awake the whole night. And then when the sun came up the next day, so he could see where the light was, so he walked out, so he came home in the morning. So the Gemara says, this is very rare, the people, very unusual, that the guy goes so deep into the cave, there should be such a cave. But the Gemara says, but also sure, at that time there were guys there, that this could happen whether it's Maim Sheyesh Lahem Sof or Maim Sheyein Lahem Sof, it could happen in either. So the Gemara says, Maim She'en Lahem Sof, it's very unlikely, the whole story is very unlikely that it's going to happen. This once happened with the fishermen. But since it's more common by Maim She'en Lahem Sof than Maim She'esh Lahem Sof, they were the only Goyzer Midirabon. Sometimes I'm told they were Goyzer by both. Both by Maim She'esh Lahem Sof and Maim She'en Lahem Sof. We don't accept that opinion. We pass on like that view in the end of the Yavam is that they were only Goyzer by Maim She'en Lahem Sof. What's the status? What kind of halacha is that? So Tosfos in two different Masechtos has two different opinions. We don't have the Machlokes in the same Tosfos in two different Masechtos. The Achronim and Ebenezer pointed out in Simi Yud Zayin. So one Tosfos writes, the reason why they were Machmer by Maim She'en Lahem Sof because it's a Miut HaMatzui. But the Ramban wrote, why do you have to check only on the lungs and not the other trephes? When you have to check for Shatan, when you have to check for bugs and so on. So the Ramban says only if it's what you have to check for tefillin. Strictly speaking, tefillin you don't have to check. Once the sefer checked it, if you wear the tefillin at least once a month, let's say this is my traveling tefillin. So if I wear the tefillin once a month, then the halacha says I never have to check it. Because I know that it wasn't soaking in water and it wasn't sitting on steam. I'm in touch with the tefillin all the time. If I haven't worn the tefillin, these are the Baal Shem Tov's tefillin. No one has worn these tefillin in 100 years and just sitting there. So maybe no one's watching, and maybe he was soaking in water and you didn't notice. Maybe he was exposed to the sun, to the steam, maybe he got ruined. The mezuzahs are exposed to the heat and the cold, so the mezuzah you have to check every couple of years. Why? Because we assume that it's a miut hamatsui that the mezuzah maybe became possible. That's a question that today, maybe because we have air conditioning and we have steam, so maybe it stays the same in the summer and the winter, so maybe the mezuzah became the same as the tefillin. Maybe mikra din, you don't have to check. That's what some quote in the name of Shlomo Zalman are about. I mean, maybe it's in the story, I don't know. That bismana zen, maybe the mezuzah has the same din as the tefillin, you don't have to check. The whole idea of checking the mezuzah is because there's a miut hamatsui, that there's a possibility that that it may become nipsol in the course of time. But the tefillin is a mere chain of matzah. If you wear the tefillin on a regular basis, this pair of tefillin, the person wears tefillin on a very regular basis, but it means this pair of tefillin. If he wears it once a month, so he's in contact with that pair of tefillin, it's a mikra din, you don't have to check it at all. Once it was checked, you don't have to check it at all. So there's one opinion in Tosfos that the reason why they went machmir, a maim she'en l'amsav, is because that possibility that maybe the husband was in a cave and he didn't drown, that's a miut hamatzah. So because it's a miut hamatzui, so when machmer mid the rabbanu to be choshish for the miut hamatz. The other taisus and the other mesichta could be that I forgot. Could be that both in Yevamos, could be that both taisus and on Yevamos in different places. And the other taisus says no. What are you talking about? That a person remained alive when he drowned in the ocean? It's a miut chain hamatz. They were machmer mid the rabbanu by maim chain l'amsav. They were machmer mid the rabbanu. The Gemara has an interesting story.
According to the first opinion of Tosfos, why are we having a special katana in the spirit of mind? So every year, a matzah will have to be mine.
The Ramban says that, yeah. I don't know if Tosfos agrees with the Ramban. Tosfos never quotes that medrash by Yad HaMarishim with the Eitz Hadas, the whole story. I don't know. That's the, we are familiar with that because the Ramban got his way into Yeridei. I don't know if Tosfos agrees. So the Gemara tells the story at the end of Yevamos in the Sugya Maim Shein Lamsov. There was a man who was married by the name of Chosa, Chesa Machalach, and he drowned in Maim Shein Lamsov. And he never came back. Obviously, he never came back alive. So one of the Amoraim takes a Shvuah, Hoelakim. He swears B'Shem Hashem, Achlu Kavrei L'Chosa. The fish had eaten up, Mr. Chosa was eaten up by the fish. So Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the Gemara there, the Gilyan Ashas at the end of the Yevamos, quotes from the Mordechai, how does he swear Achlu Olekim, Achlu Kavrei L'Chosa, the fish had eaten up poor Mr. Chosa? If we don't allow the wife to remarry, so we are not so convinced that the man is dead. So how do you take a Shvuah B'Shem Hashem that the fish ate him up? So Rabbi Kivegra quotes from the Mordechai, come on, you know and I know, we all know the fish ate him up, the guy's dead, he's absolutely dead. You have a right to swear a Shvua Gemura, he's vaday dead. It's a chumra midirabbanon to make believe as if he's not dead. But that's why the Gemara says, what if it yevet? If the woman in nisus, the woman goes ahead and she remarries, so the Gemara says, nisus lo takes it. By case of Maim Sheim himself, if she's going to remarry, we will not insist that she has to get divorced. Because we all know that she's really dead. It's only a chumra midirabbanon lachatchila. That it's not proper. We shouldn't allow the woman to remarry. Some Achronim even want to have this is not accepted halacha l'maisa at all. Some Achronim want to say it depends how old is the woman. If the woman is 75 years old, so tell her not to get married. If the poor girl is only 20 years old, so for the rest of her life she should stay single. This shas atrak. So shas atrak ki diyevedom. Tosfos has a klal. Yeridei, sometimes you say, Shas Atchak is Kiriyev Dam. So she's a very young woman. To tell a woman that for the rest of her life she shouldn't get married, that's terrible. So therefore we would be Mekel, just like the Yevid and Nisus Lei takes it. But that's not the accepted opinion. Oh. We always say Mishum Migun Akilu, and in fact our Gemara tells you one of the coolest, that if the Goy who's Mesiach Lefitumai says, that Pliny may, so the Gemara says, 8 lines from the bottom, Kol Mesech Lefituma Hanmune Mehem Nelei, they believed him. They made a takana de Rabbanu to go out of your way to be mamin him, to believe the goy. Mishum Yigun Akil. Why all of a sudden did they introduce a chumra over here? It doesn't make any sense. But that's what the Or Sameach has a very fascinating insight, an overview on halacha. So he quotes a Rashi in the second Perek in Sukkah. The Gemara says, the Mishnayos have, that there used to be ongoing debates between the Tzedukim and the Prushim during the period of the Bayis Sheni. So you have the Mishnayos and the Tosefta's list of specific, there were more debates, there were more disputes, but the Mishnayos and the Tosefta's list of around 20 or so. The Gemara doesn't quote all the debates. So one of the disputes they had was, when you make a paraduma, they didn't make so many paradumas in the history of the world. Mishnah said there were only 9 paradumas in the past. The first one was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the 10th paraduma will be made by Moshe Mashiach. So some of the paradumas were made during the period of the Bayis Sheni. There was always trouble from the Tzedukim and the Bayis Sheni. So the Tzedukim were of the opinion that a person who was Tomei, who went to Mikveh, and he didn't have Harav Shemshir, that's called the Tulyoim, so that he's a HaTohar, Al HaTomei, has to be absolutely Tohar. If he's a Tvul Yom, he's not Tohar enough. You have to wait till Harav Shemesh, and then he can do the Paraduma. And the Chachamim disagreed. They said, no, the Pasuk is Behizal Tarala Tomei Tohar Koldehu. Even if he didn't have Harav Shemesh. How do they know that it's Tohar Koldehu? How do you know? Maybe the Tzedukim are right. Where does it say in the Pasuk Tohar Koldehu? So that's a good question. How do the Chachamim know? So I have a sefer at home. Some Rav from Germany, some Tamachachim, not a famous name, no one I ever heard of, put out a sefer about Mole and Chosim in Tanakh. So he shows hundreds of drushes that the Tanoim and Amorai made on Psukim based on the fact that sometimes the word is spelled Mole, sometimes the word is spelled Chosim. The Gemara has in Ksubis, in the third parak in Ksubis, the word Naira is most of the time written in Chumash Nunayin Reish, and once in a while it's written Nunayin Reish Hei, and the Gemara has a drasha. When it's written Nunayin Reish Hei, it goes on a Naira, not a Ketana. When it's written a Chaser, in Nunayin Reish, it means a Ketana is also included. An incomplete Naira is included. And you have other drushas like that. See, he has hundreds of drushas, but the Gemara never explains what the drasha is based on. He explains that it's based on Mali Chas. So he says, that Pasuk, V'iza HaTohar, Allah tell me the word Tohar is spelled Chasavah. Normally we would have spelled it with Avav, Tesei Vavresh, that's the normal spelling. Over there it's spelled Chasas, so that's how the Tanoim knew that the Tzedukim were wrong, that a Tohar Koldehu is good. So the Mishnayos say that during the period of the Bayis Sheni, on a few occasions when they prepared a Paraduma, Metamin Hoyu HaKoyin HaSoyrefes HaPora, they would be Metami the Koyin who would do the Srefes HaPora. Then they would have them go to the Mikveh, Lahachis, to show that we don't follow the Tzedukim, we're dafke gonna do the paraduma with the tful yom to show that everything they say is wrong. Ben lahakol ben lahachma, everything they say is wrong. So Rashi writes in Sukkah, in the second parak in Sukkah, first daf in the second parak in Sukkah, the Gemara says they had a very strange practice during the period of Bayis Sheni when they were preparing in advance. Every 75, every 125 years, they made a paraduma. They used up all the ashes from the last paraduma, they had to make another one. So for years in advance of making the paraduma, they would ask for volunteers, pregnant women who were expecting to have babies. They would ask them, would you be prepared to give birth to your baby in this location in Yerushalayim, and not to let the child meander out of this area, this spare area, 2 blocks by 2 blocks. These 2 blocks by 2 blocks was the vadoa said there's no tumah here. They checked it, there's no mason there. The Esther still, you don't know, there always may be a dead body there. So maybe a dead body, but you ignore it. But for Paraduma purposes, they introduced a wild chumer that they would take a woman when she's giving birth to the baby, she should give birth to the baby here. The baby, when he's 1 day old, can't do the Paraduma. So when he's going to be 10 years old, 8 years old, he'll be able, by the time he's 9 years old, they already don't take him, he may become a Valkyrie. So only, and he's 1 year old, he can't carry a bucket of water, and he can't ride on the back of a cow. So he used to ride on the back of a cow to draw the water. This was such a wild practice. They would raise the children for 6, 7 years, in the event that they're going to need a paraduma. They weren't making a paraduma then, just in case they'll make a paraduma. So why in the world did they make such a crazy chumrah? So Rashi says, because they felt compelled to introduce a kula. They had to have their campaign against the tzukim. That was paramount in their minds. So they had to introduce a kula to be metame the kainah asara for sapara, have him do the avodah sapara with in a state of tvul yom. So in order to balance it off, so they felt compelled to introduce a couple of chumras. So this was one wild chumra, that they had these little babies brought up in this 2 blocks by 2 block area. And then the other chumra was, whenever they did the asiyas paraduma, they only used klei galolim, klei avonon, klei adoma, which are simply not mekabel tuma. They could have used regular vessels and made sure that they're tahor. No, they wanted to make sure that even if it became tummy, it didn't become tummy. They used a kli that's not mekabel tuma. So that's where Rashi writes, because they felt compelled to introduce the kula of using tuma yom, so that's why they felt compelled to balance it off, to upset that people shouldn't think that everything goes by paraduma, you mezalzal and everything. They said, no, they introduced whopper of a chumra. So the Osamech says he thinks that the same is true regarding Heter Agunis. The Romans would kill Jews, they would have Jews die in dungeons, and no one would know that the guy was rotting away. So a lot of times he had to rely on Ed Echot, he couldn't rely on Shneid. A lot of times he had to rely on Nochri Mesich Levitum. There wasn't even one Jewish person who would be able to testify. So they had felt compelled, the Tanoim felt compelled, that's where Rabbi Kiva was in prison. The Mishnah Yevamah says that there was a debate whether they should rely on Eid Echod by Meis Bailam. Yikir Adin, the Pashto says you need to kosher Eidim. So there was a big machlokes in the days of the Tanaim. So it was resolved, it was finally determined, because Rabbi Kiva was in prison, and he let out word that they should be Meikel. They should rely on Eid Echod by Heter Agunis. He was in prison, he died in prison. He was killed by the guy, he was also killed. So because they introduced that, the Kula, they introduced the kulas that were necessary. So they decided, just in order to balance it off, people shouldn't think that the issue of loisinov is to be taken lightly. That if there's any suffix, aspek sveiki, you allow the woman to be married. So they felt compelled to introduce a chumra that they thought would never really make life too difficult. That's how the Achrayim said. They didn't mean to asa the aguna, she should remain stuck forever and ever. By Maim Shein Lehem Sof. They meant the Rabbanim should work a little harder and come up with a kula. Usually, in recent years, there was one of the early Rachmanim was the Beis Yankiv. I think he lived in the 1600s. Chuvah Shabbos Chuvah is Beis Yankiv. Usually, whatever he says, they don't accept. So at the time that he came up with this following kula, he was not accepted. But years later, the tide changed and they adopted his kula. So this Beis Yankiv had this kula. When are you machmer? B'mayim she'en lahem sof. If that's the only rov that you have, is that he drowned in an ocean and the roi people drowned in an ocean died. What if you have trei ruvei? If you have a double roi, so then you can be makel based on trei ruvei. What's for example? So, as I said, when the Beis Yankov came up with this kula, they didn't accept it like everything else that he says they never accept. Whenever the Shari Tshuva next to the Behet that quotes the Beis Yankov, he always says, we don't accept as a thing. But over here, years later, they did accept. So in the Rav Chaim Valozhiner, Mishkenes Yankov writes a Tshuva in the Sefer Koheles Yankov. The Tisri Tshuva quotes this in Simeon Zayin. Mishkenes Yankov has a Tshuva in the Sefer Koheles Yankov, Shalos Tshuvas, that when he was learning in Valozhin, he remembers Rav Chaim Valozhiner Paskin Lohokil on the case of Maim Shein Lahem Sof, and all the Rabbanim in Valozhin went along with him. The case was a man was married, he was walking on a bridge, and it was winter time. And then he fell off of the bridge, and the river was full of ice. The river ice was thick ice. You can walk on the ice. A lot of times there's so much ice, people can go ice skating on the ice, you can drive an automobile on the ice. University students like to do shtick, so they drive their bikes on the ice. They drive a jeep on the ice till it falls in. Okay. So this guy was walking on the bridge, and then he fell. He slipped on the bridge, whatever. He fell around 4 stories from the bridge to the ice. He probably cracked his head. He probably got killed. If you fall from 4 stories up and 10 stories, whatever it was, if you fall on solid ice that people are walking on, so you probably crack your head and you get killed. So then we have no way of knowing what happened, because he fell through the ice and below the ice. So there was no way to retrieve the body. Where are they going to get him up? The whole river is full of ice. So then people ran over there. They tried to go under. How are they going to go under? They don't want to die. There's no place to come back up. So Rav Chaim Babajina was Mekel because of this Svara of Trey Rubik. You're only Machmar Amayim Shem Lam Sof if that's the only Roy. But here there's a double Roy. Roy people who fall from a height of 4 or 5 stories and crack their head on the ice, get killed from the impact. And even the Miut who don't get killed from the impact, Roy people who drown in the ocean will die from drowning. So that's usually in recent years, that's what that's Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan is noted for his Heter Agunis. So he's specifically noted for the Trey Ruby. He wasn't the one who came up with the Trey Ruby. He quotes it from Rav Chaim, from the Mishkan Beis Yankov. He quoted it from Rav Chaim Bar Ojana, who relied on this Beis Yankov. Where did he get it from? It's based on the Gemara in the first Perek in Ksubis. The Gemara says that if a woman is Nivala Lagoi, so she has a din of a zayna, so she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Even if nensa by a goy, not only if nivel or beratzen, even if nensa by a goy. The Mishnah says, Maisa, there was a girl who went down to draw water from the well, and a person attacked her. He was ma'anis this little girl, and she didn't know whether the person who had been ma'anis was a goy or a Jew. So misafik, she's asur lakuhuna. What if the right of the people in the city are Jewish? So, do you have a right to go bas a roiv and say she was nivel only Yisrael? Or should you be choshish lemiyu? So the Gemara says even if it's roiv ksherim etzla, still there's a chumra midirabbanan that she's asur lekuna, lekuna, you're not allowed to follow roiv. The Gemara says, what if you have a double roiv? Let's say it would be in a big metropolis. The roiv of the men in the city who could possibly have been ma'anis are Jewish. And roiv of the businessmen who are visiting in the city, just overnight, Rob of the Seer, Rob Ha'ir is Jewish, and Rob of the Seer, Rob of the people who visit in the city to do business, are also Jewish, Masin Lakuna. So then the Gemara says, if you had Trey Ruby, then they were never Machmer with the Rabban. So that's really a fake. That's not really Trey Ruby. You should really take into consideration who could possibly have been Ma'anasar. So not only are there a million people who live in New York, then another million people who visit there. So there are 2 million men. So for the 2 million men, 80% of them are Jewish, so there's no problem. So still the Gemara says Yemekel, since it's a Trey Ruvi Yemekel, because this is a rov of the people who live here, Kavua, this is a rov of the people. So if that's a Trey Ruvi Yemekel over there, so he says over here you should be Mekel also. This kind of Trey Ruvi you can be Mekel also. There's such a Loshin, the Ramban and the Mohammeds in one place has such a Loshin. He sounds like he said that. That Maim Shein La himself, you only Mekel if you have Trey Ruvi. It sounds a little bit as if he says like that. So that's the generally accepted position. That whenever you have Trey Ruby, let's say an airplane crashes. Let's say someone put a bomb on an airplane, and the airplane explodes in midair, and then it crashes on the ground, and it goes up in flames. So rove of the times that an airplane explodes, rove of the time that there's an explosion on an airplane, rove of the people will get killed on the airplane, just because of the bomb itself. And then even if there is no bomb, roiva, the people will get killed when an airplane crashes on the ground and it burns. So most of the cases that we have today, you have a Trey Ruby. Usually you have a Trey Ruby. So that's what the Rameir Arik writes in his Tshuva Sefer, the Imre Yoshe, he quotes from one of the earlier Achranim. When the Chachamim introduced this Chumra, Maim Shein La himself, they didn't really mean that the woman should remain in Aguna for the rest of her life, she shouldn't remarry. No, they meant the Rabbanim should work harder. It's just on the books. They wrote a chumer that's on the books. They didn't think that it's going to interfere with anyone's life. The Rabbanim will just have to work a little harder and come up with another tzad l'hakel, with a Trey Ruby. Once in a while, there is no Trey Ruby. Okay, so once in a while, a woman will be stuck, so she'll be an aguna. There was like a woman here in the neighborhood whose husband went on a business trip to Africa in the middle of the Second World War, and the plane crashed, and they never found the plane. They never found the plane. They just know the plane crashed. So even though that's not literally Maim Shein La himself means the person drowns in the ocean, but the Poskim assume that the Chumra Midrabbanim is introduced to any case that's similar to Maim Shein La himself, even though you have a Raiv, and even though we don't follow that one Tosis, only Miyot HaMotzi, we follow the other opinion, even though it's a Miyot Shein HaMotzi, you're not matir and aguna lechatchila for sure not. You're not matir and aguna based on a roiv, even if the miut against it is a miut chain amotza. Unless you have trei rubik. Unless you have trade union. So here's a shaila, the Rabbi, the Korban Nisanel on our Mishnah. There's a long Korban Nisanel here, the letter Nun. So he quotes all the different interpretations in this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi distinguished between the army from the same country surrounded the city and conquered the city because they were rebellious against the government, or it's the army from an enemy country that surrounded. The army from an enemy country will be happy to kill all the people in the city. They don't care. So he quotes the two interpretations where the Yerushalmi is making a chiluk in the Reisha, the Sefer, and the Rabbi Yerucham says it goes on the Sefer. That when you say, that's only if it's the army from the same country. They don't want to wipe out the whole city. They'll wipe out the troublemakers. So there's a 55% chance that he's dead. But it's a roiv garua, it's a ruba v'chazok ha-shkumen. So nosnol v'chumichai v'chumimeis. But if it's the army from an enemy country, then it's a strong roiv. Mistama, they killed 98% of the people. They don't care. Why should they let anybody? They'll burn down the whole city. It's not from their country. They'll bomb all the houses and they'll burn all the people and they'll kill everybody. What do they care? So Moshe Feinstein, after the war, was asked to Shaila. All the Rabbanim all over the world were working on the Shaila. There were tens of thousands of Agbunas after the war. So they had to work on each and every case individually. So the Shaila was, if they knew for sure that their husband was sent to a death camp and the overwhelming majority of the people, 1 out of 1,000, would run away, would survive in the death camps. So that's a mir chain of matzah. But we're machmer even on a mir chain of matzah. And we're machmer not only literally mayim chain of stuff if the person drowned, if it's an airplane crash or something like that, but also machmer, to treat everything like that, like mayim chain la himself. So you're stuck. So all of these women are stuck. It's a din of mayim chain la himself. So Moshe Feinstein paskin based on this, Rabbi Yerucham, he says the other Rishonim disagree with the Rabbi Yerucham as far as interpreting the Rishonim, but we don't know that they would disagree halacha lemaisa with the din that the Rabbi Yerucham said. So the Ben Yerucham interprets in this Yerushalmi that if it's an enemy army who's prepared to wipe everybody out, it's not their country, they'll burn down all the houses, they'll destroy the whole city, they'll kill everybody. They don't care. Like the Nazis, they wanted, they were gunning out to kill all the Jews. So in such a case, you could be Mekel. In such a case, you can be Mekel. There isn't even a Chumra Maim Shana. Why not? Why not? What happened to the Din of Maim Shana himself? There's 1 out of 1,000 people did survive. They ran away. They succeeded in running away. So Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests maybe the pshat is the following. This chumrah that they introduced by Maim Shein Lahem Sof usually goes when it's a yochid. A guy went swimming and he drowns in the ocean. Not that the whole Klal Yisrael was swimming. The whole Jewish people were swimming and they all drowned in the ocean. Once in a while you have a case there was a flood. So once in a while, it quotes a Gemara in Yivamis, if there was a flood, Shotfa Nahar, the flood flooded the whole city, and only 1 out of 1,000 would be able to survive such a flood. So we're machmer over there also. That's also called Maim Shein Lahem Sof. But if the flood floods a whole city, so you have a million people who are involved in this tragedy. So Moshe says, well, a flood, since usually drowning only happens to a yochid or yechidin, even if it happens by mikra that a whole city was flooded, so then we would also observe the chumra Maim Shein Lahem Sof. But he says over here, where they were gunning out to wipe out the whole Jewish people, so this was the whole Klal Yisrael was b'sakana over here. So the Chacham, he says that's the pshat in this Rabbi Yerucham. Whenever the nature of the Maim Shein Lahem Sof was that by definition it involved rabbim, a big rabbim. So the whole Chumra Maim Shein Lahem Sof was never introduced. The Chacham never wanted to ask the women. They just meant that it should be on the books as a Chumra. So they meant if it would be a case of a Yochid. But the case where you have such tens of thousands of Agunas involved, it does make sense that they should make this exam. So he says, even though most of the Rishonim do not agree with the Rabbi Yerucham's interpretation of the Yerushalmi, but he says, because maybe it doesn't fit in with the Yerushalmi. They think that the Yerushalmi goes on the Reisha, does go on the Sefer, goes on the Sefer means a totally different thing. But they don't say that they disagree halacha lemaisa with the Rabbi Yerucham. So Moshe thinks on his own, even without the Rabbi Yerucham, even without the Yerushalmi, he thinks that this is a svara machrachas. Even though we say Maim Shein Lahem Sof lav dafke, if you have a flood is also, or if you have an airplane crash is also, or a submarine disappears is also called Maim Shein Lahem Sof. Any case, where the guy's missing is Maim Shein Lamsov. Well, you shouldn't rely on a Roy. But if by definition, by the nature of the case, it involved the Rabbim, tens of thousands of people, he thinks that then whenever goes to the Tzchum of the Rabbanon, now Maim Shein Lamsov. That's what we relied on. Yeah, for sure it's a Shazat Chak, yeah. But we don't follow that Kula. We assume that the Chumra, even though the Gemara says in this is Leitate, says that the Yevet, she's Muteres, but here we don't apply that rule. We don't always say Shazat Chak the Yevet. Sometimes it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes we don't apply it. Shazat Chak the Yevet. The original case of Shazat Chak the Yevet is a thing like this. It's a Taisus in Avodah Zarah. And then the Shulchan Aruch extended to many other cases. The Jews didn't have their own bakery. They couldn't afford that. It's expensive to have a bake. By us, everybody has an oven at home, so everybody can bake challahs in their own oven. But in Europe, in the days of the Balei HaTaisus, they had to rent the right to use the goy's bakery. So sometimes the goy would not allow you to put in your own baking tin. So you had to use his baking tin. His baking tin, he baked bread with chazishmaltz, with lard. Very healthy bread. We'll chazishmaltz on it. So it's a treifa baking tin. So if you wait 24 hours, if you wash it off and you wait 24 hours, and he wouldn't let the Jews kasher his baking tin. He's afraid they're going to ruin it. So if you wait 24 hours since it was last used for treifas, so that's called the kli sheina ben yoma. So if you cook kosher food on a treifa kli, the sheina ben yoma, but the yevet, it doesn't make treifa. But l'hatchila, the Gemara says, they make menatarets mutter. And I tell it's mutter to cook kosher food on a treifa kli. That's ain't a ben yama. But the Gemara says on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah that they made gzera de rabbanon gzera ain't a ben yama to ben yama. So you're not allowed to cook on a kli sheina ben yama. So Taisus says in Avodah Zarah, Taisus says, well, we have no bread. We're going to live without bread. Years ago, bread was the main part of the meal. They had six slices of bread and a little tiny little piece of chicken, a tiny little piece of fish. Today in America, who eats bread? Nobody eats bread. Years ago, that was the main. Alalechem yichyeh adam. The pasuk says, "Lo alalechem levado yichyeh adam." But the Rishonim paraphrase the pasuk and they say, "Alalechem yichyeh adam." You do need bread to live. So Taisa says, since the Shasat Chak and the Jews don't have their own bakery, so we're permitted to bake the kosher bread on the treifet baking tin, provided that it's ain't a ben yomo. Because Shasat Chak, we allow lechatchila, it usually is only allowed by the other. So they have that in a few places in Shulchan Aruch. But there are cases where we don't say Shasat Chak B'dievet. We're strict, we say B'dievet would be mutter, and Shasat Chak we don't allow. And there are cases the reverse also, that B'dievet, when there's no Shasat Chak, even B'dievet we'd say it's osir. When you have a Shasat Chak, we say it's mutter l'chatchila. That's very peladic. The Gemara has in the end of Bava Kama, Edom have to give Agodas Edus b'fnei Balvin. It says, V'lod b'volov. Says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Uvad bevolov yola bala shor v'yamid al shorim." When the Edom testified that the shor killed, the shor was nogeach, shor was mazik, so the bala shor has to be present. The Edom have to give the hagodah seidus b'shnei baldin. So the Gemara says, "What if the Edom are running to Medina Sayam? The Edom are chaylim. If you're going to wait till the baldin comes, the Edom are going to die. They're sick in the hospital on their deathbed, or they're going to take a plane to China. They're not going to come back in the next 2 years." So the Gemara says, if the Edom are cholim, or the Edom are rushing to go to Medina Sayam, and it's a big Shasat Chak, we would permit Kabbalah Seder Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. And what if there's no Shasat Chak and you're Kabbalah Seder Shaloi Bifnei Baldin? Would you say B'dievet it's good? So that's a Machlokes in the Rishonim. So that's a Pella. B'dievet it's no good. If you're Kabbalah Seder Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, B'dievet it's no good, and Shasat Chak would make it more than B'dievet. That's a Pella. But you have sometimes like that in Shulchan Aruch. Very often we put it together. If something is only also lechatchila, but b'dievet it's mutter, it means that it's only a din derabbanan. It's a dead giveaway, it's a din derabbanan. So if it's good b'dievet, so then b'shasat chak we allow lechatchila, but we usually only allow b'dievet. And once in a while you have a case where b'shasat chak we make and b'dievet would not make it, if there's no shasat chak. And every so often you have a case the reverse, that b'dievet you make it, but even b'shasat chak godel you're not make it lechatchila. So that's over here. It was assumed that by the Heter Agunas, by the Maim Shein Lamsov, it's only Mutter B'dievet. Shasat Chak will not make them.
Isn't the classic case of Agunas, let's say when Yisrael go out to fight a war and one soldier doesn't come back. But wouldn't that be a similar case to what Moshe dealing with? We have Rabin, we have the whole army going out, and the enemy is Vada trying to kill the whole army.
You think in in the history of the Jewish people, the last 2,000 years, we didn't have an army until Medina Yisrael. So all the cases of Agunas were not cases like that. Even now that they have an army in Eretz Yisrael, you never have a few people involved. It's very rare that they have a few people involved, because they always retrieve all the dead bodies or all the sick soldiers, and they always bring them back. It's very unusual that there's anybody missing. So also, apparently, by the nature of waging war, by nature of the way the Israeli government wages the wars, also it's just on a yochid or a few yechidim. Yeah. We have a din in halacha that when Beza makes the Gemar din lemisa, so that individual is considered a gaver ketila. The Mainaf Kimini is considered a gaver ketila. So there's a mission in Erchin, the first parak in Erchin, a person says, Erki alai, Erko alai. You have to pay whatever it says in the Chumash. Is he between a month and the age of five, between the 5 and 20, and so on, above 60? How old the person is? Is it a male or a female? What if I send a person, Erko alai, and he's a person, Mishan Nigma Dina Lemisa? So then the Gemara says that you don't pay anything. Nigma Dina Lemisa is a Gaber Ktilo, and you don't pay anything. Where else do you have a Dina, Mishan Nigma Dina Lemisa? Let's say I kill him. Bezdin is Gaber Dina Lemisa because he was Mechal Shabbos. Then his next door neighbor can't stand him. That's the neighbor so happy that they're finally going to kill him. He takes a gun and he shoots him. He didn't do it the Shem Mitzvah's Mrs. Bezdin. He did it because he can't stand this guy. He always beats him in Gin Rummy or something. He's angry at him for some other reason. So the Mishnah says if you shoot to death a person who's Nigma Dina Lemisa, you're not Chai Mitzvah. What about the guy's Nigma Dina Lemisa? He says the Gavrik Tila, he's potter from Legend Tefillin that day. He doesn't have to daven. The Gemara says no. Alive he is. He's still alive. He's daven all the mitzvahs. Let's say it's a woman, Nigma Dina Lemisa, she was Machal Shabbos. She's married, she's an issue, so she's somebody mizana with a woman after Nigma Dina Lemisa. So is that called Mishamish Mace? Let's say a woman died. A woman was married and she died, and somebody is a crazy man has an affair with a dead woman. So the Gemara says, someone is mizana with a dead body is not Chai Mesa. The dead woman is no longer an Eish HaSish. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what's the din if a woman who is married is Nigma Dina Lemisa and then she's mizana with someone else? So the Gemara says, the other guy's Chai Mesa. She's not dead. Nigma Dina Lemisa is a din of Garek Tila with respect to very few dinim. One din is that you don't pay Erechin, one din is Ahargain and Eregolov, and not too many more dinim. Rav Avla Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam, usually he discusses Ashveri Rambam. So he has one piece on this, he just collects Bekiyas. Just collects where does the halacha consider a Gaber Ktila. Misha Nigma Dina Lemisa is considered a Gaber Ktila with respect to which dinim. He just has another one or two dinim and that's all. Hardly ever applies. So here's a shaila that the Achrayim have. What if the Bezin Shal Goyim? The Goyish government declares that someone deserves a death penalty because he's Mar ben Malchus, or because he Ganved, or because whatever. The Dinei B'nei Noach. So the Gemara says, Roshan lo Bezin Shal Yisrael, Bezin Shal Lakam. The Gemara talks about Bezin Shal Goyim making a Gemar Din on the person. Does that have the status of a Gavik Tilo? That has the Chal Hashem. That because the Goyish court declared we're going to give him the death penalty, we're going to give him the electric chair tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. And they made the psak today, at 10:30 today, that they're going to give him the electric chair tomorrow morning. So from 10:30 till tomorrow morning, how hard way and Eregolov? Because Nigma Dina Lemisa? Or they say, no, what kind of Nigma Dina? Nigma Dina is a Jewish court. There's a loch of Gemar Din. By the Goyish court, there's no Chal Hashem Gemar Din. So this is a humorous discussion in the Chacham Tzvi. I thought it was humorous. I thought it was very funny. There's a discussion in Yerideya, there's a Taz in Yerideya, and then there's a discussion in the Chacham Tzvi on the Taz. What do they discuss? There is a pasuk in Chumash that one who practices Mishka Behema is Chayiv Misa. Ves HaBehema Taharoigu, and you kill the Behema also. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin raises the question, Imodem Chota, Behema Mechota, the human being sinned, the human being even Bnei Noach. That's one of the Surya Arayas. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech is Mishka Behema is forbidden. So, Imarim Chata Behema, Mechata, why do you give the death penalty to the Behema? So, the Mishnah gives two explanations why. So, the Gemara is not sure which of the two explanations is the real reason. What's the difference? The Pasuk says Pasuk. So, you give. Nafkamina is what if a guy will practice Mishka Behema? Will the behemoth be chayv misana? Is it mishum bas l'adam takol al yadai? This animal was involved in a terrible aveira. So by Bnei Nerech, it's also a terrible aveira. But if it's mishum kolon, it'll be an embarrassment to the human being. People will say, oh, you see that behemoth? That's the behemoth that the Yankel sinned with. So if it's John, if it's Jack, and it's not Yankel, so maybe we don't have to be concerned about the kolon, about the busha of the nochri. That's what the Gemara says. So that's a shayla in the Gemara. So the Taz and Yeridea discusses the possibility, what's the din of Shara Niskal? Shara Niskal is also Bano. Not only Shara Niskal, Shara Shaharagas Adam, not only is that Shara Niskal also Bano, Shara Niskal that was involved in Mishka Behema is also also Bano. Taisus has two opinions. Taisus on the first Mishnah in Perek HaTarugas, in Perek in Zvachim, there's a Perek that starts off, Kol HaZvachim Shenesarvo. So the Rishonim all refer to that as Perakat Arubis. When you learn Yeridaya, it's quoted all the time. I remember one of the guys who was learning Yeridaya and brought his yeshiva, and the Shach quotes Perakat Arubis. He didn't know where it was. So he knows that at the end of Mishnayis, Brachas, they give you a list. When a person has Yartza, he wants to learn Mishnayis that begin with the letters of the name of the Nifter, like Rav Soloveitcher used to learn on his father's Yartza. Three Prokhman started with the letter Mem, Shin, Hei, his father's name is Moshe. And it is the same letters that his mother's name is Pesha, so he used to learn four prokem. He used to try to learn Moshe ben Chaim, but he never finished. He used to learn all day long, but he never finished so many prokem in Mishnayis. They had to tell him it's time to daven mincha. He used to learn Mishnayis from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30, and they told me, you better stop, you got to daven mincha. You're going to miss the shkir. People were coming in, going out, they were eating lunch, they were taking finals. Dr. Belton came in for half an hour, the professors from college went in. Everyone went to the bathroom. He was just sitting there all day long, didn't take a break. All day long, learning Mishnayos. He was totally oblivious that the hours were ticking away. And then they had to tell him, got to daven mincha before the shkia. So all day long, he never finished Moshe ben Chaim. He would try. He never finished, how many problems? 3, 4, 5, 9. He never finished the 5 problems. So, so I remember this boy from Broyers, he didn't know where's Perakat Arubis. He never heard of it. So he looked in the end of the Mishnayis Brachas, and it has everything alphabetically arranged. He looked under Hey, Perak HaTarubis. They didn't have it. Then he looked under Tuf, Tarubis. They didn't have it. Not under Hey, not under Tuf. So I happened to be learning there. So he asked me, where's Perak HaTarubis? I told him, that's the nickname that the Rishonim gave. The word begins, the Perak begins with the word Kol HaZvachim Shenesarvim. It begins with the letter Chaf. For the people learning Mishnayis for a Yartzeit, it's not called Perak HaTarubis. It's called Perak Kol HaZvachim Shenesarvim. Anyway, so in the first Mishnah in Perek HaTarubis, Tosfos quotes a funny machlokes Balei HaTosfos. So one Balei HaTosfos says the only time that you say the Shara Niskal is Asabana is Shor Shaharges Adam. It says the pasuk says Velo Yachalas Besaroi, and Yadeshi Asher Imasher Beskila, and Yadeshi Asaba Achila. Matavam Velo Yachalas Besaroi means that it's Asabana, but by Shor Hanirva. There's no pasuk shar harveh b'shar. There's no pasuk that says that it's asabano. So he says based on chumash, he thinks that it's mutabano. So Taisus says he's wrong. It's a beferish in Mishnah here in Perak Kol Hazvach Mishnah Sarva. Opening Mishnah says beferish that not only is that shar niskal asabano from Parshas Mishpatim, even the shar niskal from chumash vayikra by the shor harveh b'anir is also asabano. So the shor is only asabano mishenik madinai. That's the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Mem Hey. If kaidim shenigma dino shachta muta b'achila and mechara macher hikdisha mukdash and so on, mishenigma dino mechara ena macher hikdisha ena mukdash shchata is also bano. So we bisman hazeh, you need a bezna of 23 to make a gemar din. So we don't have any smicha, so we can't make any gemar din, even if there would be someone who's in violation of mishka behema. So we can't make a gemar din that a shor is going to be. It's only also bano after the gemar din. So by us, it's not relevant. So the Taz says, wait a minute, why isn't that relevant? The Gemara says, Anibaya the Leib Shita by Takola the Kolon. What about a Nochri who practiced Mishka Behema? Do you kill a Behema or not? Oh, so by Goyim, you don't need a Bezna of 23. They don't need any Smicha. By Goyim, the din is that he's Nerek Be'ed Echad of a Dayan Echad. So the Taz says a possibility. Maybe Sigimot Bezmanazeh, Hechitimtsa, of a Shorha Niskal that's also Bahanoa, if a Nochri was born Mishka Behema. So the shor will be asabano. So the Chacham Tzvi has a discussion. It's a peladiga discussion. I thought the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, If there's a Jewish bezna of 23, Jewish bezna is going to make a gemar din on the shore. A goyish bezna has the mitzvah v'sapeima ta'araygu. I thought that's not a din on the goy. The gemara is discussing a sofik by us. If we know that a nochri was baal mishka, practiced mishka behema, do we make a gemar din on the shore or not? But that the goyim have, I thought for sure not. So these achrayim are saying for sure yes. They just have a debate. Maybe the concept of a chaloshen gemar din that makes the person into a gabrik tila, makes the shore into isa ano, maybe that concept only applies by Jewish bezin, by goyish bezin. So they try to bring rice from this gemara. I don't see what in the world they're bringing rice. The gemara says lo shana lo shendik madina bebezin shesodim madina bezin shalak not. It doesn't mean nigmadina. Who said it? It means that it's a gmardina, chaloshen gmardina, makes the behemoth, makes the odom into a gabrik tila and creates an isa ano on the behemoth. I didn't see that. I didn't see there was any raya from this gemara to anything. I thought the whole Chacham Tzvi was very humorous. But he writes this serious discussion of this topic of the that the Taz has in Yeridaya. You mentioned the Gemara. The Gemara says they were mekel mishum akila berabonim. They introduced kulas. So this is really a problem. The Gemara raises in the Yevamos on Daf Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes. The Bezdim was authorized. The rabbis were authorized to touch up the halachas a little bit. Yeshkach biyad chachamim. The chachamim are authorized. Ushmartim es mishmarti. Asu mishmeres mishmarti. That's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hey, ma'am, shlosh advarim. Anshei knesset gadol. Asei siyog latur. So they made a lot of harchotes. You're not allowed to eat chicken and milk, even though minatur it's only also flesh with milk. You're not allowed to carry in a caramelist, even though minatur it's only also in the Mishus Rab. You're not allowed to write with your left hand, even though minatur it's only also to write with your right hand. So they have a million and one, millions and millions of zeres derabban. Do the rabbanon ever have the authority to tell you to violate a mitzvah in the Torah? So the Gemara says, yeah, b'shei b'altasa. Yesh koch b'yachachon l'akadot minatur b'shei b'altasa. They tell us, not the b'loshoi from a Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not the wet sitzes on the beged shel tishtan, and so on and so forth. All list of cases where yesh koch lakor b'shei b'altasa. Do the rabbis have authority lakor b'kum b'yasei? So that's a debate in the Gemara, Machlokes Amoraim. Maskanas HaBavli is, Ein koach b'yachachomim, lakadot min haTorah b'kum b'yasei. Some of the Mefarshim on Yerushalmi assume the Yerushalmi comes to the opposite conclusion. A little questionable. But the Bavli, we follow the Bavli. The Bavli comes to the conclusion, Ein koach b'yachachomim, lakadot min haTorah b'kum b'yasei. So the Gemara has this, right after the discussion of Eid Echod, is Neman, by Meis Baila, I'll be Pashtus min haTorah, you need two kosher Eidim. And with the Rabbanu, they were Mekel, that was Rebbe Akiva, finalized that Psak when he was in prison. The Mishnah says they heard from the man in the prison, that's Rebbe Akiva, that you can be Mekel by Eid Echad. So the Shaila is, but Menatari need two Eidims. So how Ein Koch Mecham Lakadam Menatari Bikum V'yase? How do the Chacham have the authority to allow the woman to remarry if she's an Eishes Ish Menatari? It's a violation of Lesinov. So this is a major topic that's discussed by the various Rishon. The Rashi in the end of, towards the end of Masechah Shabbos, comments on the Gemara. Gemara says Eid Echad is good, Eid Mipiyed is good, by Meis Barle. Rashi says, no problem, Afkin Rabbana Kiddushim Minah. Like the Gemara has in the beginning of HaShaleh. Afkin Rabbana Kiddushim Minah. All the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. This is very difficult, because the Mishnayos say in Yevamos, let's say the Bezin permitted the woman to be married based on the testimony of Eid Echad, and then the husband comes marching home. According to Rashi, we just employed the principle of Kirabani Kedushimine. So why does the Mishnah say Taitzim Mizeh Mizeh, Baba Havlad Mamzim Mizeh Mizeh, Bein Luxubim Mizeh Mizeh, Bein Luxubim Mizeh Mizeh? Why? She's no longer married to the first husband of Kirabani Kedushimine. So they answer, the Achreidim answer the Rashi. Rashi holds, you only say Avkinu when you don't know one way or the other. Once you ascertain the husband is alive and it comes out that the Bezin really didn't have the right to declare Avkinu, then it's no longer Avkinu. Avkinu is alatra. If you don't hold like Rashi, the Gemara never says Avkinu by here. Rashi is the one who says Avkinu. So Tosfos comes up with a wild chiddush. Tosfos has this in quite a few places. They have it in HaShaleach, they have it in Avodah Zarah, they have it in Bob Metzi. A few Mesichtos, Tosfos says, Ein koach b'yad chachamim, lakadot min haTorah b'kum b'yasei. That's if it's outright against the laws of the Torah. If it's a Dovah HaDoime, if you can package it well, if you know PR well, if you know how to package it, that it should look as if it's not in contradiction to the dinim, So it's Yesh Koach Laka Afil Rikum B'Yaseh. So here the Gemara packaged it well. Here the Gemara says, why is Eid Echad Neman? So one suggestion the Gemara gives is, it's a Milsa David Legluin Loi Meshakarinch. Truth of the matter, it's not really a Milsa David Legluin. Milsa David Legluin, the Gemara has in Chulin, you buy eggs from a non-Jewish merchant. You don't know whether the eggs are from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. So the Gemara says you can tell. When you crack open the egg, you'll be able to tell by the shape of the yolk inside, by the white and the yolk, you'll be able to tell whether it's a kosher bird. Because, man, you didn't open up the egg, you can't tell. So the goy is, I guess the goy, is it from the hen? He says, yeah. I'm going to go home in 10 minutes. I'll crack it open. I'll see he's lying. I'm going to bring it back and ask for my money back. So the Gemara says, Milsa, a bit of legluy, lo mishakri inch. He's not going to tell me a lie if I can ascertain within 10 minutes. But by Meis Baila, the man says, Meis Baila, maybe the husband is take merchakim. Maybe he's in prison somewhere. Maybe he's in a hospital somewhere. That's not necessarily avida legluya. Who? So Tyson says it's really a fraud. It's not really avida legluya, but they succeeded in packaging it. Well, it looks a little bit like a milsad avida legluya. The Gemara has another svara, why we permit the woman to remarry. The woman knows that she's going to be in Avkahak Tzoris if the husband comes back, because when it requires she should get a get from the husband, first husband, second husband. And she, all the children are going to be mamzer, and she's not going to get any ksuba. She's going to lose even what she brought into the marriage. It's going to be such a penalty. So the Gemara says, she knows what she's in store for. If it turns out the husband is alive, so he we rely on the woman. The woman for sure is going to investigate it, and she'll only remarry if she's fully convinced in her heart that the husband is dead. So that's a rubid alaysa kama. So the Rishayim also say it's not so conclusive. If the woman was not so madly in love with her husband in the first place, and she's looking to bump him off, or she's hoping that he's dead, she'll be happy to go remarry. The Daiko Mitzvah is not so conclusive a Ruba Dalesa Kamon, and the other one is also Ruba Dalesa Kamon. The Milsa David Glulam Shakrinchi is a Ruba Dalesa Kamon. So Taisa says these two explanations that the Gemara gives, these are just a way to package the Din Rabbanan. And it's talking, the truth is, Yeshkeach b'yachachom lakar afilu b'kum b'yasei, because it's a dava hadayla. That's what Taisus says. The Chazanish is so upset about this Taisus. He says, that's Reform Judaism. That's conservative. What do you mean? You package it well. So they also say, we permit you to drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath because it's to maintain Jewish identity is bikuach nefesh. It's not bikuach aguf, but it's bikuach hanefesh. We want to maintain Jewish identity. You can package everything well. You can double talk everything and make everything into heta. So the Chazanish says, Chalila, Tosis never meant that. Tosis meant the same as the Ramban. The Ramban and all the Talmid Ramban, they say, no, since the husband, what does he say? It is a good birur. The Ramban explains in each Gemara. Each Gemara, the Gemara says, Mishum Meguna, Kili Berabban. And each Gemara, he explains how it works when a Torah. When the husband gave the get, he did mean that. And we really think the husband really is dead. We are convinced the husband is dead. The Ramban disagrees with that. Taisa. The Chazanish thinks that Taisa's never meant to say, otherwise Taisa meant to say. The Pnei Yeshua has his suggestion, which the Achrayim have a whole discussion, that if Yehuda and others discuss, is he right, is he not right? Pnei Yeshua quotes a Sifrei. The Pasuk says, L'yokam eche eirecha bishlo, l'chol lovin, l'chol chatas, l'chol cheta sheyechto, so what does it mean? Lo yakam echad. It's the same thing. Lo yakam echad bishul chalav and chal chatz and chal chayta shiach. The same thing is saying. Al pishnai made him up shloishem yumas hamei. Why do you need the same pasuk twice? So the sifrei has a drasha. Lo yakam echad beish. Eid echad is no good. Beish. What does it mean? Beish. To say that a person is a bar mitzvah. Ish prat lekot. To say a person is a gadol that he has shtei sairis. So for that you need shnei edim. Avol biyisha kamhu, but to say on a woman, that's okay. So what do you mean? Avol biyisha kamhu, eidechad is good by woman. But the Pnei Yeshua said that's what it means. That heteragunis is good al pi eidechad. Ben atar heteragunis apasik, eidechad is good. So why does the Gemara have to work so hard to explain why it's good? Either metochem mishachmata le besofa daiko minzva, because milson david leglui lo mishakrinchi. Why does the Gemara quote this ifrei leyakem eichad biyisha avol biyisha kamhu? Says now the Gemara was discussing why didn't it make sense they should introduce a chumrah midirabbanan. They introduced the chumrah ma'im sheim amsof. So why did they introduce a chumrah not to rely on eid echad? So the Gemara explains why they didn't introduce Chumim Midrabbanan. But on the level of the Rice, we have no problem. That's the pasuk. Other Achareim disagree that that's not what the Sifrei meant at all. No, you look in the context of the Sifrei. The Sifrei says Le'yakam Erechad Be'ish. This Sifrei is quoted in Chosha Mishpat. In Hilchas, where it says a Kotn is possible Eidus, so to ascertain the person is a Gon, we have to have two Eidus. To say that he's 13 and he has Shtei Cyrus. So he says that's the Sifrei, Le'yakam Erechad Be'ish. Erechad is not named to say that a person is an Ish. That is bar mitzvah. Then it says, "Avol biisha kamhu." If it's a girl, and we know the girl is 12 years old, and you don't know whether he has shtei sairos or not, so there we have a ruba de leisa kamon that a girl who reached the age of 12 most likely has shtei sairos. There's a ruba de leisa kamon called shehigia lechlal shonim, higia lechlal simonim. The Gemara has it balosh in the cable. Kol shehigia. If the girl reached the age of 12, kol shehigia lechlal shonim, higia lechlal simonim. So the Sifrei means to say that that Reuben Leisa Kamon doesn't apply to a boy, it only applies to a girl. But it doesn't talk at all about, it doesn't mean Ish Prat Leisha, that Heteragun is good Eidech, and Mehechatech. So these are the different suggestions that the Rishonim and Achronim have. The Rashi claims that all the Kulis, Mishum Aguna, Kila Berabon, and Mesech, and Fitum, is Neman. It's all based on Afkinu Abani Kedushiminei. Tosfos says it's based on Yeshkoach, Biat Chacham, Rabaka, Dobin, Ator, Bikum, Biasei. If it's a davar hadoyma, if you can package it well, the Chazon Ish says chalila v'chalila. Tosin never said that, so it must be that the Gemara really meant it. It's avida legluye, and it's really daiko minzava. And the Pnei Yeshua came up with this Seinfeld. The Rishonim, none of the Rishonim have this. The Pnei Yeshua, the Nei Yehuda, they discussed the possibility that maybe Eidechud is nemen min haTorah because of that drasha sasifrei. The Yochem Eidechud Ish. Avokom hu beisha, that by heter agunah say echad is good, and all the reasons that the Gemara gives is just to explain why they didn't introduce chumra midirabon. Yeah, this is already a further step. They allowed even an akum misich lefitumah. Echad would be good if it be a Jewish echad, a goyish echad also. So that's already a kul on top of a kul. If the nochri is misich lefitumah, here the Gemara says we're not so convinced that he's misich lefitumah. The government is going to say, yeah, we killed him because they made a Gemar Din. They'll be embarrassed to say that we took Sheikhat. They'll be embarrassed to say that he ran away and we didn't succeed in giving the death penalty. So the Gemara said, maybe over here it's not Misiach Lefituma. The only time the Nachri is Neman is if it's Misiach Lefituma. Okay. So we know that tomorrow morning we'll continue with the next Mishnah, Chav Tesem and Aleph. Tomorrow morning, my grandson is having a Siddur party a few blocks away. So it's Pikuach Nefesh me, I gotta attend the Siddur party. I'll start the shiur at 9:30.